is the Filemon D. Vela Concert Band from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Nina Rex. Their performance selections include Classical Mango by Lopez, Sakura by Arranged by Story, Dance Celebration by Smith. Please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during the performance. Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Filemon D. Vela Concert Band.
Good morning. This is Neil Nelson, retired band director from Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. I hope the comments help in your preparation for UIL in a couple of weeks. I hope you guys have a great performance today. You guys look great on stage. I appreciate the aggressives. Good. Maybe just a little bit more of the low brass part. I need the dee 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 tone. Dee 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 dee. Yeah, I wanted more of that. Dee-dee-dee-dee part. A little bit more of the flute line the second time through. Watch your pitch between the trumpet and alto there in the concert C. Yeah, a little bit more of that counter line, alto horn. Come on, flutes, push. I like your length. Yeah, again, nice job. I like the style of the piece. I would like a little bit more of the low, especially, you know, when the whole band's playing and they're playing bom, bom, and those descending lines coming down. They're doing a nice job with it. Trumpets, really, really nice job today. I'd like a little bit more of that counter line in the woodwinds, but overall, I enjoyed that. You guys are playing that very well. Okay, Sakura. You're doing well. I'm getting a little bit of an airy sound coming out of the clarinets. I like your phrasing. You know, we could still shape that a little bit more. Now, flutes, when you come in, you have to match what the clarinets just played articulation-wise. And then more crescendo there. Dee-da-da-da-dee. Look at that chord right there. 22 half notes. I would like a little bit more of the woodwind sound here. I think it's getting covered up by the trumpets. And maybe just a touch more of the low brass parts. The tuba parts where I'm sitting, I hear it. I just would like more of it. Yeah, watch your releases and who comes off last. Two, because the trumpets are unison. You got to be really careful. See, I like what the clarinets are doing. I really do. Now, back to that comment earlier. Flutes, when you come in, you have to match this style. Oh, make sure we come off together. And again, I want more of that low part. Let me go back to that spot. Clarence kind of started three. When the flutes come in, dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee, you have to play with the same articulations, etc., that the clarinets played earlier. So we're always matching the style that was set at the very beginning and all the way through. So, again, I think there's lots of really positive things going on, but you need to take care of those details. So everything's exactly the same all the way through. And then at 26, the same thing. Dee, 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 dee. You know, I look very legato, smooth tongue, lots of D or do syllables. More energy here. Yeah, and watch your pitch when you decrescendo. And again, oh, I want more tuba. That low part, especially the people that are moving, not so much the unison notes. Again, there just needs to be more bottom. I would bring this down here, especially the saxes, bring them down. And horn. Yeah, priority one would be the clarinets. Priority two is sax and horn. A little more accent there. See, I'm losing low voices through here. See, now you can hear it, but when we add all the other voices, that's when we have a problem. Again, question. Bum, bum, beat it up, bum, bum. Trumpets came in at a totally different dynamic than the low brass setup. I think the low brass could come up a little more. Dum, bum, beat it up. But the trumpets, that's almost basically an echo figure. And then I would start to crescendo especially if I was playing tuba at 59, and then really push into 60, and that'll push you into 61. So, and you're layering, normally when you're just adding voices, you're automatically going to get that crescendo, just because it says mezzo forte as an example, but in unison, your dynamic may be mezzo piano. So work on the details of, you know, a unison dynamic versus a harmony dynamic, if you will. And I think you'll get a lot better progress. I just would like to hear more bottom and up to the top. So our balance is a little bit better. The other thing would be, I talked about the articulations, you know, so you're defining those breath accents a little more. And then the other thing, and I always talk about this, the musical priorities. What's the melody? What's the counter melody? What's the rhythm figure? And layer it in that order. There's some spots in here where it's two voices just playing bomb, 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 bomb. That just, for lack of a better way to put it, you just need to get out of the way. And you can start out big, and then it's all right to change the dynamic to whatever you need to do to get the more melodic lines to come out. Okay, continue to work, continue to get better. And, I'd like to hear this in a couple of weeks. Thank you.